This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Rosa Parks, all over Milwaukee. She's going to be honored today on the blue buses that you'll see driving around. Every single bus on the seat will have a rose and a sign, a Rosa Parks sign.
Aww.
Reserved in honor of Rosa Parks.
Nice, because she took a stand.
Damn right.
One other thing that they put on the sign that I'm glad that they did, they put Claudette Colvin's name on there. You see her name on there, Claudette Colvin. You're like wondering, who's Claudette Colvin? Why did they put her name on there? I'm glad they finally did. She was arrested for doing the same thing like months before Rosa Parks
and
even
Rosa
did it.
Rosa Parks got all the press.
Rosa Parks got all the press.
She
because
got all the press.
Claudette Colvin was a 16-year-old unwed pregnant black woman in the 1950s. And they didn't want her to be the face of the civil rights movement. They were like, hold up. Let's have Rosa Parks do the same thing because it's going to happen again. Because, hello, racist America, 1950s.
Isn't it crazy when white people get mad about racism? Which it blows my mind as I say that out loud, how ridiculous it sounds.
I just remember always hearing about Claudette Colvin. She was one of the women that they talked about during Black History Month when I grew up in White Boy, Indiana. But they didn't talk about it. Thank goodness they did, at least. I learned about her, and they were like, she should actually get credit as well. But Rosa Parks, I mean, Rosa Parks knew about it, and Rosa Parks was an OG with, you know, civil rights before Claudette Colvin.
Yeah.
But still,
could you imagine,
no disrespect
though?
To Rosa Parks at all.
Hell
because
no.
She was huge for the whole movement.
Can we just talk about that, though? Yeah. Getting on a bus and then being like, you have to go sit by all the other white people in your corner.
They had that
and
bus.
And stay away from everyone else because you're gross and dirtier than us. That's why you don't get to sit by us. I mean, could you imagine? Ugh.
They have that exact bus. That exact bus. In the Black History Museum in Washington, D.C. I walked through it. It's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
The whole museum. The exact bus.
Whoa.
Like, the whole thing. I think it's the exact bus. Yes, it's crazy. The whole thing. They have an Emmett Till thing. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. If you go to D.C., go to the Black History Museum. So.
Oh, yeah.
Rosa Parks will be on every single bus. If you hop on the bus, there will be a seat for Rosa with a rose for Rosa.
You ever talk to your parents about it? I go, how did you know that that was wrong, but other people didn't? I always ask my parents that. I'm like, how did you know? these other people thought it was okay.
You think common sense, but then
you know, look at Bernie Sanders, he knew he knew something wasn't right.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Dwayne Wade is holding it down. Every father should look at this guy because listen to what he did. He had to defend his 12-year-old son from all the online trolls because we've talked about how his son Zion was at, you know, the Pride parade, and Dwayne's wife, Gabrielle Union, took Zion to the parade to help him support the fact that he's gay. You know, and transgender. And he came out and he said basically that he said, I've seen some post Thanksgiving hate on social media about my family photo. He said, stupidity is a part of this world we live in. So I get it. But here's the thing. I've been chosen to lead my family, not y'all.
Yeah.
So we will continue to be us and support each other with pride, love, and a smile.
That's right.
And that was how I was like, damn.
Go, brother.
He was like, I'm leading this family. You all can mind your own business.
Mm-hmm.
But props to him, for sticking to his son and trying to make him comfortable and whatnot.
To which Dwayne
Wade. And not kicking him out.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like some parents, a lot of parents would.
That was why my brother was afraid to come out initially, because he had went to a Catholic school that had seen people getting kicked out when he lived, where he lived in Indiana.
They got kicked out if they came out?
He had friends that were kicked out, yes. He lived
Like children out of school.
Children, yes.
Because they came out as gay.
16, 17-year-old kids, yes. That's why places like the Courage House are great.
Yes.
Places that we have the Courage House, which are great. Look into it if you haven't heard of it and you're into that.
Kick a kid out of a school. They're trying to get an education.
Exactly. Exactly.
What the hell?
Because religion, Allie. Because religion.
Right?
Hello.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
See, now I'm mad. Oh. I'm triggered. Not even
God. Catholicism got the Jews triggered this morning.
Oh, God. It's not even that. It's just the stupidity of kicking children out of school because they're gay. I can't even. Catch up with the times, you weirdos. Anyway, Dwayne Wade is holding it down, defending his 12-year-old son, saying, I'm raising this family, not y'all.
That's how you support your kids, right there.
Mike, drop.
Yes, sir.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
3.5 hours last night, my wife and I did something we have never, ever done before, ever.
The hell'd you do?
We watched a Martin Scorsese film.
Oh.
What film?
You know how he's famous for his old, like, mobster movies, right?
Yeah.
So you think of, like, every single mobster you can think of that's played him on the big screen. Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, all the big, you know, huge actors.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix got them all together with Martin Scorsese to do this one movie, and it was 3.5 hours long. My wife and I wanted to watch it, but it was between seeing that at home on Netflix or going out and seeing A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, which I talked to Allie and you, Gibbons, about yesterday at the parade, the Menominee Falls Parade, about, you know, if we should see Beautiful Day.
He got out of the car
and
said, what should I go see? And I said, go see Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
Duh.
Yeah. Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood or Ford versus Ferrari. It was going to be one of the two. So the parade went a little bit longer than we thought because we were last.
Yes.
We went back by Santa.
We got to be by Santa, though, so it's fine.
We did. We were bringing up Santa at the end, which I was like, we're at the end, which sucks because you got to wait there for everyone to go ahead of you, but you're right there by Santa.
Hang out with St. Nick, dude.
Right there with him. You're right there with Santa.
So
by the time I got home, it was too late to really go and see a movie. So we thought, let's stay home and watch a movie. But this one, when we pulled it up, 3.5 hours long. And I committed to it because
I was going to say, you don't have to stay and watch a movie in your own house, bro.
Yeah.
She said that halfway through. She goes, you know, we can pause it. And
we
I said,
quit.
No.
Totally.
I said, no, I'm not going to quit. I was like, I'm going to sit here. I'm going to watch till the last minute of this
movie. What the hell was the movie?
It was called The Irishman on Netflix. Mm. It's got De Niro, Pacino, James Caan, literally everybody you can think of. Ray Romano's in it.
Jeez.
It's huge. Joe Pesci's in it. He's a big part. Joe Pesci's in it.
I was going to ask Joe Pesci's in it.
Yeah, name somebody. They're in it.
Ray Liotta?
Ray Liotta.
Every mobster you can think of.
Name the one that isn't in it.
That's the only one I can think of.
You said name everybody.
Don't tell me to do that.
No, good for you, though. No, but it's about this Philly guy, this like rough, tough Philly guy. It's reminding me of Gibbons a lot because this guy doesn't take no crap from anybody. And he works with Jimmy Hoffa. You know Jimmy Hoffa, right?
Yes, I know Jimmy Hoffa.
It's all about Pacino. He plays Jimmy Hoffa. And the only thing you really know about Jimmy Hoffa is that he went missing, but there's a huge story behind Jimmy Hoffa. And like how that all came to be.
Is this in theaters or this is a Netflix exclusive?
No, this is a Netflix exclusive.
It
was Martin Scorsese's most expensive, like over $100 million this movie. His longest, over 200 minutes, 3.5 hours this movie. I've never watched a movie that long and sat down and committed to it from beginning to end. And I'm glad that I did because it was awesome.
And it was in theaters for like a week or two. And
was
I believe it?
It
was the first ever Netflix movie to go into theaters. It was for like two weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I didn't know
that. Very limited engagement release. Yep.
I didn't know that. But if you have a Netflix and you have 3.5 hours, I would 100% recommend it. It was very good.
Three and a half hours goes to a series on Netflix. That's like three whole episodes of something.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
At least two, I agree. Like, make it a miniseries, right?
Right.
A docuseries.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
A Bucks player fell for one of those hoaxes on the Cameo app. It's 103.7 Kiss FM. If you haven't heard of Cameo before, Cameo is an app where you can basically have one of your favorite celebrities, if they're on the list, like Lance Bass from NSYNC might do it.
Yeah.
Or Debbie Gibson. Gilbert Gottfried, the soup Nazi from Seinfeld. They got that guy on there. Actors and actresses, singers, songwriters, musicians. They'll record.
So you just pay a celebrity and they'll send a
personal
message?
Personal message. So happy birthday.
That's crazy.
Congratulations on whatever. You're getting engaged. Maybe a proposal. I'm sure there are, you know, limits and restrictions on what they'll say.
Yeah.
Depending on each person. But if you don't do your research, you might end up doing something stupid like the Bucks guard Pat Connaughton.
Oh, Patty boy.
He did one for a fan where if you want to get Pat Connaughton to do one for you on Cameo, he charges $75. Not bad, right?
No, not bad.
$75 you can have.
I wanted to know what each celebrity charged. That's what I was really curious about. Like, wait, I could get a message from him for $75? That's cool.
Yeah.
So he does one for it's apparently for an anti-police group.
But
and
he didn't know it.
He didn't look through this group or what the message was for. I haven't heard the message. I haven't seen the message because I'm sure it's been just sent and removed, and they probably have got it sequestered somehow. But
how embarrassing.
But he has since made a statement, and he says, I'm very sorry for the Cameo video that I taped the other day. I've always supported the police 100%. I have several relatives who are police officers. I'm grateful to all the officers who protect us every day. Based off how the app works, the script I read was provided to me by a Cameo customer. I recorded the message without doing my due diligence and to find out what it meant. While someone with obvious bad intentions was behind the request, I should have first researched what I was being asked to read. I deeply apologize.
Yeah.
So There you go. Because Brett Favre had this happen to him. Brett Favre recorded one not too long ago, and it was for some sort of anti-Semitic group of some sort. And he said some sort of a chant, like they had some sort of a saying that they said that doesn't sound anti-Semitic, but it is in their own weird way, and he didn't know, so... That's what these celebrities can get themselves in hot water for that. But it's a cool app if you want to get Fergie to say happy birthday to you. Or Chris Daughtry. Some of them are random. Some of the Simon Rex. Remember that guy?
Oh, my God.
From MTV. Exactly. What? It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
So Frozen 2, big news from the box office. It actually still stayed ahead of everyone over the Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, nice. Man.
Made $85 million.
Holy crap.
Record setting, $123 million over a five-day holiday time frame. $123 million. I saw it when I was visiting my sister in New York. And man, it is so good.
It really is.
And Gibbons hadn't seen the first, so he can't even compare the damn things. I'm going to say, as someone who's seen the first 5 million times, the second one is just as good as the first. I don't want to say it's better because the first was amazing.
Yeah.
And that's why I was scared when they said they were doing a sequel. The sequel to Frozen, I'm blown away at how good it was. The plot, the storyline, how it wrapped up, the ending, the way it looked.
Did they leave it open for another one, a Frozen 3?
There's always an opening.
Yeah. Always. Because
there's
marketing.
Always an opening.
Gibbons?
And I'm not going to say much about it because I just go see it. I know a lot of people have seen it at this point. I don't want to give anything away because it does have to, it has a lot to do with the plot and their lives and, you know, because their parents died in the first one. All that stuff comes back, you know? It's crazy, but it was really good.
Yeah.
And I was very impressed with, I'm getting goosebumps. I was impressed with the sequel.
Having finally seen the first one over the weekend.
Thank God.
Yeah. So flipping good.
Now you've got to go back and watch the second one. Now that you've seen the first one, though.
It filled in a lot of holes.
The second one
fills in holes from the first about the parents. It's all about that. All right. So that's why it's like,
I may go see this. I'm hesitating to see the second one because
go see it.
I didn't like the first one.
What?
I didn't like the first Frozen.
Too much girl power for you?
Yeah,
she's
Riggs.
Her sister saved her?
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I didn't find the characters endearing.
He's really going to hate the second one then. He's really going to hate all the girl power.
Do you want to build a snowman?
Maybe I do.
Let it go.
Somebody asked me, are there any songs from this one that are the
hit ones? Are there? Yeah, there's a good. Yeah, are there any ones?
That the Let It Goes. I'm not sure. It might be the one at the end where she sings about. It's a slow song. Anna's singing about.
Someone told me there was a song that sounds like a journey, like an 80s power ballad type song almost.
That's kind of the one that
Brendan Urie from Panic at the Disco does at the end, Into the Unknown.
That's right.
That didn't do it for you?
Is that the one?
It had me going, dude. I don't know.
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
I wouldn't even know that was him.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
How was your Thanksgiving ruined? Is that what you're saying now?
Do you want to hear first about how me and Riggs almost fought or about how my girlfriend and Riggs' wife almost fought?
Whichever one is, save the best for last. I would assume the women are more entertaining because boys just let it go.
But Riggs's was more of a deep cutting prank. So this jerk,
So you were doing pranks. It wasn't real drama.
No, it was real drama, Allie.
Okay.
Riggs and his wife, we invited them over for Thanksgiving and they showed up, right? And they brought some dishes with them. Riggs goes, I have a very special stuffing dish I'd love you to try. And Riggs's wife was posting on social media how happy she was to be able to show off the family pumpkin pie recipe. Yeah. The Riggs family pumpkin pie recipe that she had to marry into to get, right?
Oh, yeah.
So Riggs shows up with his little special stuffing dish and he goes, you gotta try it, man. So I load my plate up and my first forkful is Riggs' special dish. And I try a forkful.
Are you sitting at a table or are you sitting on the couch? I need setting.
We were on the couch. The kids were at the table. We were sitting on the couch.
Kids are at the table.
Yep.
Yeah.
Kids are at the table. We're sitting on the couch.
You got to also realize I was at Gibbons' house, so we added two people to Gibbons, Mama G, your girlfriend, two girls, three dogs, two cats, and now my wife and myself.
You were loving that.
It was actually comfortable.
Yeah, well, there was no drama. It was great.
Space-wise, was that like comfortable?
It went great to me.
Yes. From a space standpoint, it was good. But from a rigs that I almost cursed butthead standpoint,
so
it was not.
What did
he do? This jerk gave me stovetop stuffing and told me it was a secret family recipe.
That's hysterical, dude.
Brought it in.
That's actually funny.
We prepared it. I made it in the pot. I put it in a Pyrex dish and covered it to make it look like it was homemade.
Yep.
We even put it in the oven to warm it.
He doesn't know any better. No. I believed you.
I put this in the oven and I was like, do you like that? You want to know what the secret ingredient is?
And I told him, I go, this is great, Riggs. This is great. This is awesome.
I go, the secret ingredient is butter and water because that's stovetop. You're in stovetop. In fact, I have the video of the exact moment
stovetop
when I did that.
Stovetop is just as good as a lot of people. I've had a lot of stuffings and I agree. Stovetop, you'd never know the difference.
I agree. Stovetop like is good in a pinch, but there's no restriction. No substitute for a good homemade stuffing, which his mom
can be a good substitute.
It is.
But Mama G's stuffing was on point.
Bro, Allie, his Mama G made the stuffing that had meat in it.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of putting meat in stuffing.
You never put sausage in it?
No.
We make stuffing with sausage.
Never in my life.
Like Italian, we put Italian sausage.
That's what it is.
We
exactly
don't put like, not breakfast sausage, like Italian sausage.
That's what it is, and it was amazing.
Must be from an East Coast thing or
something. Never had meat in stuffing.
So good. And then
we got to laugh last, and by laugh, I mean cry, because my wife, or my girlfriend, Riggs' wife, Jesus Christ, my girlfriend she goes to open up a cabinet to get out some gravy or something, right? And knocks over not one, but two pumpkin pies. The pumpkin pie that we made and the pumpkin pie that Riggs' wife was so proud to share.
Which
so
was a legit
happy
family
to share.
Knocked them over?
Knocked them over onto the floor where they like pancaked into each other, one on top of the other.
Which I'm right next to. And I then have to fight off three dogs and a child and be like, no, everybody away from the pies. Away from the pies. The pies are on the floor. So I have to corral these humans and animals behind me while Gibbons and his mother try to clean up these pies from the floor because it's our only means of
Thanksgiving.
It was our only means of dessert. Yep. It was almost a complete and utter disaster.
Riggs, I gotta hold on.
Okay, so when did his wife almost kill your girlfriend?
When my girlfriend knocked over the pie that Riggs' wife had to marry into.
And went, it's okay, didn't she?
She did.
You're so full of it.
She was saying
Let
it was okay.
Hold on, wait. I wasn't even there.
Listen, she was saying it was okay while Riggs is frantically trying to fight off the dogs while Mama G's laughing while I'm taking video. That's how it went down.
I know you're rolling my eyes, but I've never seen the rage in a woman's eyes before than when I saw my wife see that pie hit the floor because she was so proud of that pie that she made to get everybody to try it.
Oh.
She was like, I'm going to bring over the pie and everybody's going to love the pie. And she was like, she did what? She knocked it on the floor?
Aside from that, though, everything was great.
Aside from that, everything was great. The stuffing is probably the funniest prank of all, though.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. Riggs and Allie, rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Is it creepy if Drake is texting with Billie Eilish? I mean, I guess she is. Didn't she just turn 18?
I think so. Just 18.
But we still look at her as 17.
Yeah.
People are saying that it's creepy for Drake to text stars like Billie Eilish when they're underage.
Because how old is Drake?
33.
Ooh.
Yeah, but it's like, what is he texting her about?
Yeah, what are they talking about? Are they going to collaborate and do some songs together?
This is what she said. She said, Drake is like the nicest dude I've ever spoken to. I mean, I've only like texted him, but he's so nice. Like, he does not need to be nice. You know what I mean? That's what she wrote.
She said,
but she's right. He could be a total douche with his success.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so that bugged fans that they were texting. But when they're in the same industry, and let's be real, I don't think Drake's hitting on Billie Eilish. I mean, I could be wrong, but you never know.
No. It could be a respect thing. Maybe he wants to do a collaboration.
That's
Drake,
right.
Drake loves doing collaborations with people.
She's like the hottest thing of the year.
Yeah,
exactly.
He was the hottest thing of the year. He should be talking to her, you know?
Mm-hmm. We single-handedly brought back Drake sales in May of this past year when we did our break from Drake.
You're damn right,
brother. Saw an increase in sales in Milwaukee because of us.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, Drake.
Well,
why isn't he texting us?
Do you actually remember we were talking about him texting with Millie Bobby Brown, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
So this adds to Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
So this adds like a double whammy on him, which is why people are really appalled.
Oh,
so they were
Drake.
Like, what's with him texting these two stars under the age of 17? However, I am going to defend Drake here and say he was a child star, people.
Yep.
So remember that.
Yes, right, Degrassi.
He would be a great mentor for some of these kids. And I think if you just put your dirty minds aside.
Child star.
Maybe he's just going, you're successful, I'm successful, I've been where you are, let me be there.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
He wants to be a role model.
He's not trying to sleep with him, he's got plenty of booty.
Everyone's going to take it to a creepy, weird place, though.
Yeah, you're making it sexual, you weirdos.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. In case you missed it the first time, this is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You can't spell families without lies, right?
They lied to me. I even pulled up the email to prove that they lied to me. My family lied.
Family lies.
I went to Thanksgiving thinking it was going to be money.
Yeah.
I was going to have turkey and about, tons of things I could eat because, you know, my lifestyle's keto now.
Yes. Bro.
I don't screw with sugar. I shouldn't say carbs because vegetables are carbs.
Right.
I don't screw with the sugar. There's a difference, okay?
So those are good carbs and there's bad carbs. You like, you F with the good ones.
Sister sent out the list of things that we were going to be having for Thanksgiving. And on this list, I see lots of things I can eat, like turkey, Brussels sprouts, green beans, almondine, carrots, all this kind of stuff. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, great. I'll plenty of turkey and vegetables. It'll be yummy. Like, I'll actually enjoy it. It'll be nice and cooked.
Sure.
That girl, my healthy sister, the one who's like super healthy, I have to like search for Diet Coke in her house because there's not enough, you know?
It's kind of aspartame. I don't want to give my kids aspartame.
Man, she made one vegetable.
One? Which one was it?
The Brussels sprouts. And the worst part, she put cooked carrots in it, and I hate cooked carrots. I like carrots? Raw carrots. I'll eat baby carrots and, you know, raw carrots all day. So I sat down, I went, pass the turkey. And pass the Brussels sprouts, and I'm good. My plate looks so lonely, you guys.
Oh, man.
I thought this sucked. I should have made cauliflower mashed potatoes or something.
They had no other vegetables, no corn, no potato, no mashed potatoes, no like potatoes au gratin or anything, nothing.
And I thought about that at the end. I thought, wait a second.
How bizarre.
She didn't even make mashed potatoes.
Yeah, what?
We had roasted potatoes, and I thought, what is this?
You didn't really go to Thanksgiving, did you?
I went
to a regular dinner.
I just went to my sister's house for dinner.
Yeah, for turkey.
That's what I did.
You went to communist camp. What kind of communist?
I'm staring at the rolls. I'm staring at the pumpkin pie. I'm like, I'll have another Brussels sprout, I guess. I was like, they lied to me.
Did they even do sweet potatoes? Some people do sweet potatoes, opt for those. No, really?
I hate sweet potatoes, so that wouldn't
matter. Right, but I would say it's another vegetable if they had it.
They would, nothing.
Nothing.
No.
Shame.
No, she had nasty cranberry sauce. Mm. She had roasted potatoes, which I couldn't eat, obviously.
Okay.
Mushroom casserole with breading on it, so
why wouldn't you eat the roasted
that?
Potatoes, no?
Because they have carbs. It's sugar.
Yeah, but that's good carbs, though. You don't eat the good ones?
Good carbs to who? I don't mess with potatoes, man. What?
This is the sister,
though. I'll eat the good sugars, the veggies, the fruits. That's where I draw the line.
Right.
This is the sister who you've said on more than one occasion, hate your guts, and who you haven't gone on to Thanksgiving with because there were...
She thinks I'm obnoxious. I was trying to explain this to Pottery Guy. I'm like, no. She's like embarrassed by me. Like one sister, the one in California, will tell everybody, my sister's on the radio.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. This one won't tell a soul.
Yeah.
She came to town on business once. She didn't even tell the people in town she was working with that her sister was on the radio in Milwaukee.
Whoa,
that's how embarrassed
man.
She is by me. I'm telling you.
Well, that'll be the last time you go to her house for Thanksgiving, son of whoa.
You're darn right about that.
Seriously.
Your family lied to me.
Don't you come here. We'll put your family on the radio.
She wouldn't be on the radio. She'd be mortified.
Oh,
no.
Come
so ridiculous.
On.
I'm telling you. We're not really related.
Well, next time just stay
tricked.
Here. Stay here.
I will.
Yeah,
and
seriously.
Add to the zoo at Gibbons' house next year.
You're more than welcome. The invite's there.
I'm a little busy.
Oh, come on.
I mean, they couldn't even make a salad. I mean, think about it.
No,
you know,
vegetables.
I mean?
Nary a vegetable.
Who are these people?
Communists, right?
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
You got something that made you say hell to the no? You've had 4 days full of it. 4 days with family, 4 days of shopping, 4 days of...
4 days was enough!
4 days of whatever the heck you were doing. What happened that made you say hell to the gnaw? Can I go first?
I went to go
pick up something on Friday in the evening thinking, oh, I bought something from Best Buy, a Black Friday deal. I'll pick it up in the store.
Yeah.
Surely the store pickup line can't be that long. People are going into the store to shop. So I get there and I have to park in the auxiliary parking lot at Best Buy in Southridge, which was the first hell to the gnaw.
I don't even know what that is, the auxiliary parking lot.
There's like two parking lots to the one in Southridge. There's one like right in front of Best Buy, and then there's another parking lot back behind that TGI Fridays for like employees. It's like a overflow parking lot. That was full.
Where is the Best Buy
Best Buy
moved?
In Southridge. The one in Southridge. Didn't move.
Inside of it?
No,
no.
No.
Parking. I'm talking
down
about the...
Down by Fridays.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, the parking lot behind
getting
there.
Real confused there for a second.
Is it an overflow of the parking lot? And then the line backed all the way up 20 people deep for the store pickup.
Thinking this line will go quick.
You're just showing someone a receipt and picking something up. No. The guy, four people in front of me, had been there for 45 minutes.
Oh, God.
It was a mess. Never go out on Black Friday if you don't have to.
I agree. I spent the whole day on the phone with Amazon, and I was ready to kill somebody at the end of it.
What happened?
My son's Kindle. This is nothing new. I'm sure parents totally can relate to this. You can text to 71037. They continue repeatedly. We've been through four Kindles.
Yeah.
Why my mom keeps buying them, I told her stop already. Stop enabling Amazon with the Kindle. They suck.
Do they?
The port breaks nonstop, the charging port.
It
broke on one. We had to get another. It broke on Hudson's. I had to call. We got a warranty this time, and they said, just send it back in. We'll get you another one in 2 weeks if we can't replace it. I go, I'm sorry, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
And then he goes, well, if you want it quicker, you can send us $15, and we'll try to do it quicker. I'm like, so I should pay you for the warranty on the piece of crap that I got from you. And I said to the guy on the phone, I said, you know what? Just send me the label to send the Kindle in and get it fixed, and I'll never buy a Kindle again, just so we're clear. Like,
no.
Parents ask me, I'm like, I don't even recommend them to parents. I'm like, don't bother.
No.
And my neighbor has the same problem. I talk to other parents. There's something wrong with the charging port. They break nonstop.
Go with an iPad or an iPad mini.
I will.
It's a better way to go.
I will.
Uh-huh.
I've never been so irritated.
Here's a hint. Go to the Apple website. They have a refurbished section where you can get them from cheaper. They're like refurbished through Apple.
Like my Mac.
Yes, like your Mac. You can go to their website. And you can get a refurbished iPad or iPad Mini.
I'm done with the Kindle situation.
Yeah,
they
right.
Can just
dude, seriously.
Suck it. I can't. I don't know how they're still in business with the Kindle the way they break. It blows my mind.
Well, they got that little shipping thing, you know, that Prime thing. I guess.
Pay $15 right? for your warranty. Great.
Right. You got a hell to the no. You can text it to 71037. We'll read them. It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
We're all more learned from this morning's show, aren't we? It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Show number 798 is in the books.
I don't know what learned means.
We are learned. We have learned something this morning, Allie.
But hey.
Uh-huh.
We are all more well-rounded for having listened to this program. What did you learn?
So.
What did you learn on the show this morning, Allie?
I learned that Riggs likes Alanis Morissette still and hates Frozen, the movie. So
did not care for the first Frozen.
He's a freak is what I'm getting at.
Yep.
I learned two things. You still love Alanis Morissette and you hate the movie Frozen.
Yep. Alanis Morissette going on a 25-year tour of 25 years since that Jagged Little Pill album with You Ought to Know. I still love Alanis.
She could have just stayed. We're good.
Yeah.
I want to see a 25-year
reunion
show.
She's not the female empowerment of 2019.
But she was in 1994.
She was. Sexual harassment wasn't as big of a thing then either. All the women issues weren't a thing either. And
what did you learn on the show this morning, Gibbons?
He quietly moves on.
Speaking of hate, I learned on the show this morning that Allie's family hates her.
Hates me.
You got.
I already knew that, but thank you for finally taking notes.
The chick got an email with a list of things that were going to be served at Thanksgiving, and she was like, "I can eat this because I'm on keto. I can eat that because I'm on keto." And you fly to New York City for Thanksgiving dinner with your family. You get there, you sit down, and then
the disgrace. Only one vegetable at the table?
Come on, people!
I'm finally trying to eat my vegetables, and you won't even let me.
Let her live, man.
My sister promised like four vegetables.
She'll be out of ketosis. The strip won't be purple. Was it supposed to be purple? Was it supposed to be when you pee on the strip? Remember the ketosis strips?
Yes, red or purple.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of
Thanksgiving, I learned something about Gibbons.
Yeah?
His family was had extended an invitation for my wife and I to come over.
Yep.
We accepted, and I decided to play
it. His family, meaning him and his girlfriend and his mom.
Yep.
And their three dogs and two cats.
And the two kids.
And the two kids.
And her two kids.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Right. But I decided to make it a Pranksgiving, and I brought stovetop stuffing in a Pyrex dish and put it in the oven and pawned it off as my old family recipe.
You're
and Gibbons
terrible.
Was like,
which is hysterical.
And Gibbons was like, oh, this is pretty good. And I go, secret ingredient is water and butter, bro. That's stovetop. You like stovetop.
Well, and apparently I need an update on why Aaron's family hates her, because I'm confused why I never heard why you didn't go to her family's.
Oh, they just
oh,
had
yes.
a, I thought we told you. They just had a quick...
I wasn't here.
You talked about it when she was sick.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They had a small family gathering because they had a very traumatic year, and they just wanted to go through some like old family heirlooms, and they just kind of like five of them just kind of hung out and had a meal and had a nice quiet meal.
And me and Mama G didn't
like
go.
Sounds like a disinvitation.
That's what they wanted. They disinvited them. Totally was.
I had to know.
It totally was a disinvitation.
Totally. We don't want you at this special private event.
Yes, he talked about how he was disinvited. Yeah, 100%.
And my family hates me. Maybe you should join the club, brother.
Gladly.
Family hates this club. Oh, man. We're all outcasts.
Man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.